The SyncUp Conference brings together leaders in music, film, and digital media for educational and networking events and to help also independent artists navigate the ever-changing landscape of new media. It is the SyncUp Conference. Scott Ages is Director of Programs, Marketing, and Communications for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation and the driving force behind the SyncUp Conference. And here to talk more about it, here's Scott Ages. Scott, welcome to the show.
It's good to see you again.
I just say that and you magically appear. It's pretty neat the way that works out.
I think this may indeed be the ninth time we've done this interview.
I was going to say, number nine.
This is number nine.
So you are uniquely qualified. I gave just a little quick background on it, but I think you are uniquely qualified to put this together because of your background. So can you just, in a brief nutshell, explain why you are the right person to be putting on this SyncUp conference?
I am very interested in the whole idea of the economics of creativity and more specifically how our creative artists here in New Orleans can generate additional revenues and have a more sustainable career path. Because as we all know, the entertainment industry here is somewhat lacking compared to the creative output that we have. Mm-hmm. And it's always been that disconnect. Why do we have so many creative artists and why aren't they able to make more money, frankly? And I mean, you asked about my background. As I guess you know, mm-hmm. I started as a journalist and that led to being a music journalist where I did a lot of reporting on the business side of music. And then I quit a perfectly well-paying job to manage bands for a living where I learned really hard lessons about the economics of creativity and then worked for the city doing music business development for the city and then also at the state level. And then now at the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, I manage the programs at a nonprofit organization where we have economic development as a big part of our mission. So it's a great opportunity to be able to leverage the assets that we have, not least of which is Jazz Fest, to be able to invite people to come and talk about this thing, the economics of creativity. But specifically, I mean, I'm not interested in fancy jargon. I'm interested in practical things that people can take away. Yeah. If I do this, will it lead to more dollars in my pocket because I did X, Y, and Z? And those are the things that we really try to talk about. It's trying very much to come up with practical information that people really can use. So this year, we're looking in great detail at two particular genres of music, jazz and hip hop. And so we've really tried to find people that can address how to advance a career in both of those realms. So in hip hop, for example, we've got the guy who is the manager of J. Cole, who, as you know, is a platinum-selling rap artist and is headlining Jazz Fest on Sunday, April 24th. And his manager is a guy who has been with him since the very beginning of his career. J. Cole is a particularly intelligent guy. He graduated magna cum laude from St. John's University in New York. And while he was in New York at school, he met this guy whose name is Ibrahim Hamad. And they basically launched their record label together. It's called Dreamville Records. And Ibrahim is the president of the label and Cole's manager. And so we were fortunate to get him to agree to come and speak to us, which, by the way, is going to happen on that Sunday, April 24th, the same day that Cole is playing at Jazz Fest. And that is our first ever Sunday sync-up session. We've always been on the Friday and Saturday for the music portion of both weekends. This year, we're doing a Sunday one basically to accommodate Cole's schedule. And he, interestingly, to me anyway, he's going to be interviewed by a rap artist named D1, who is a New Orleans-based rap artist who has been working in the trenches for years and actually was able to get a major label record deal a couple of years ago, but didn't really break through on his own until just a few weeks ago when he came out with a song called Sally Maybach, which is about paying off your college loans that struck a nerve in the community. And, you know, if there's a lesson to be learned here, it's really, if you want to break through in a big way, it's all about the song, and it's about finding a song that is going to resonate with lots and lots of people. And his song about paying off your student loans resonated with, well, about 3 million people in the first week, which is how many YouTube video views he got in that first week. So anyway, D1 is going to interview Ibrahim Hamad about how to achieve a sustainable career as right. as an aspiring rapper. In jazz, we've got a couple of different people. We've got two young and successful jazz artists. There's the trumpeter Christian Scott, New Orleans native, mm-hmm. and then there's another guy who's fairly new on the scene, a guy named Jamison Ross, who's originally from Florida but lives here in New Orleans. He went to grad school here at the University of New Orleans, and then he won the Thelonious Monk competition as a drummer, which got him a record deal with Concord Records. His debut record came out this past year, which got him a Grammy nomination as a singer. So he's one of these uniquely talented guys that's gifted as both a drummer and a singer. And he's achieved, you know, Grammy nomination level success. And Christian Scott has achieved worldwide touring ability and his own record sales and digital media platforms that he does. They've both achieved pretty significant levels of success at a young age. So they're going to both talk about how young jazz musicians can launch their careers. And then we also have a very well-established jazz artist, the piano player Jerry Allen, who is exceptional and known all over the world. And she is headlining Jazz Fest on the first Friday, April 22nd. But before she does that, she's going to come to the Sync Up Conference at the Jazz and Heritage Center and talk about how young artists can break in. And she's an artist who's been around for a while. She's in her 50s now, and really just getting to the peak of her commercial potential. But in her day job, she teaches at the University of Pittsburgh, and so she deals with young people all the time as a mentor and really has a lot of experience in talking about how young artists, when they get out of the conservatory, what do they do when it's time to hit the marketplace? And, you know, what are the tools at your disposal? What are the career paths? What are the ways to basically figure out how to make a living? Because there are a number of different ways that different artists have done it, and all of them are interesting.
And no Sync Up Conference discussion would be complete without talking about Sync Up Cinema.
Yes, indeed. We've been doing the music side of the Sync Up Conference for 9 years, now 5 years with film. As everybody knows, Louisiana has become a hotbed of film production, thanks largely to the tax incentives that the state has enacted. And a lot of people are very anxious to know, how can the local independent film community become sustainable with or without the tax incentive program? And so that's what Sync Up Cinema is about. It is, number one, a showcase venue for films that are locally made, so produced by local independent filmmakers. A lot of them are documentaries. Some of them are feature films. And also we have networking events and panel discussions where people can learn about the business side of filmmaking, and specifically how to either get funding for your film or how to distribute your film as an independent artist. And as everybody knows, the budgets in film are a lot higher than they are in making records, and finding funding and finding distribution channels are very, very challenging, to say the least. So we partner with the New Orleans Video Access Center, NOVAC, on Sync Up Cinema. And once again, they've done a terrific job of programming 3 full afternoons worth of both showcase screenings and also panel discussions and networking events for the independent film community.
So things kick off at Sync Up, starts 9 o'clock on those Jazz Fest mornings we talked about. It's at the Wien Center at the Jazz and Heritage Foundation.
Yes,
on Rampart Street. Right?
So the George and Joyce Wien Jazz and Heritage Center is our new venue on Rampart Street. It's right next to our offices at 1225 North Rampart. And that is a building that we've had open now for about a year. Mm-hmm. And that's where we do the Sync Up Conference, all of our jazz concerts, where we do our music education programs and so on. And there's an auditorium there. And so that's where we do the conference. For the music side on the Jazz Fest weekends, registration opens at 9 a.m. The conference is open to the public. Panels go from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. And then basically we break it down, and then everybody heads out to Jazz Fest after that. And so the information is from 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. Free admission. The complete schedule for everything is at our website, syncupconference.com.
Well, we're just scratching the surface here. It's the Sync Up Conference. Scott Agis, he is Renaissance man and director of programs, marketing, and communications for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, as always.